I'm Mike Graves, and as promised, some live music for you now. We have Cheyenne Marie Mize coming in from the River City. Welcome to Lexington, Cheyenne.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, and you've got a nice, is that a, you call it a violin or a fiddle?
It depends on the evening.
Well, it's got four strings, it's small, and you put it up to your neck. And you got your guitar ready to go as well. You're going to be playing stuff from your Before Lately record, your first record, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just came out in October.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you're going to play. Tell us a little bit about the song, and we'll jump right into it.
All right. This is a song called Rest, and although the album version has a few other instruments, I'm going to do my best rendition on the violin fiddle here. You don't have to stay, but if you do, it'll be alright. Let the weight of the world fall softly on my pillow and rest till the morning light. I'm not asking for much of your time. I just want a piece of your mind, but your mind is on the rest of the world, and how can I compare to that? Thought this would last. I let down my guard, and it happened so fast. But now for you, I go to pieces, and that's all I could ask of you. You do or you don't, you will or you won't. Oh, but in the meantime, lay with me, honey, for a while. You don't have to stay, but if be all right. Let the weight of the world fall softly on my pillow and rest till the morning light. Lay with me, honey, for a while.
Really nice. Cheyenne Marie Mize, and that's called Rest, the live version of it here at 91.3 WKY. It's found on the CD called Before Lately, came out this year. We've been playing it here at 91.3 WKY. Cheyenne, what a pure sound you have with your voice there. Fantastic. When did you realize that you had it in you? Were people telling you? Is it just something that came up as you were growing up? And I'm not, I don't have a bio in front of me, so that wasn't too long ago, I'm guessing, just from the looks of you. Pretty young woman here. You got a lot of talent. When did you realize that you had it?
Well, I guess I don't know what it exactly would be, but I've been playing music with a lot of other people for years, and mostly, you know, playing in bands and being a part of a band and singing backing vocals, and got a lot more comfortable singing and a lot more comfortable playing. And it always is my preference to kind of be a part of a larger group of musicians. But
You're working fine here alone. Trust
I've
me.
Had the opportunity lately to do some of my own music. This is the first go round of that, and I'm enjoying it so far, and something a little different. And So
well, I want to encourage you to keep going with that. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Was there a family involvement early on? Was there somebody directly connected to you, family wise, that inspired you?
I have a lot of family musicians, and
tell
each,
us about it.
Each inspired us, inspired me on kind of a different instrument. My aunt always played piano and sang, and so she inspired me to kind of first start playing piano lessons when I was, I guess, about 8 years old. And then my uncle was always playing guitar, and he was real into Southern rock stuff. And I think the first song he ever taught me was Sweet Home Alabama. So I started playing guitar,
yeah.
But mostly just doing stuff by ear and for fun.
You're going to play that one for us?
No, not today. And then,
although you probably can, I'm guessing.
I might still remember parts of it. But and then violin, I didn't pick up until school, like I guess about fifth grade or so. And singing, I've just always loved to sing. My grandmother sang and played guitar on the radio, kind of Carter family style with some of her family members. So I grew up listening to her sing harmony and lots of gospel music and stuff like that. So lots of varied influences, I guess.
But. No, that answers my next question. You know, the Carter family sound influence from your grandmother, that's where that came from, the sound that you're working on now, right?
Well, yeah, I guess some of it. And I have an old-timey trio back in Louisville called Maiden Radio, and we do a lot of three-part harmony singing and a lot of that kind of stuff as well. But I like to kind of, I guess, try to meld all my various influences at different times. So.
You mentioned that the very first song you learned was Sweet Home Alabama. Love you for that. But let's talk a little bit about the first writing experience you had. When did that happen for you? What was that like?
I've been writing songs, I guess, off and on since I played guitar, really. And I think was the first instrument that I used to write music. But I never really planned on being a solo artist, and just happened to have a group of songs about a year ago that all came together that I just wanted to get down, you know, on tape or on a computer, whatever, just to have kind of out of my head, I suppose. And a few people liked what I was doing, and I kind of built a little team to do something with it. But originally, it was more just a mix of songs that happened over maybe 2 or 3 year period. So,
What comes easier to you, the melody or the lyrics?
Definitely the melody.
Do you write that first and then follow it up with the lyrics? Is that how that works for you?
Sometimes one way, sometimes the other. But I think I come at it for sure as the music side of it first. I feel like I'm a musician at heart, not as much a songwriter. And I do as well as I can to blend the two sometimes. But yeah, definitely a lot of the song elements, the melody and the chord structure and stuff, or the patterns that I'm playing comes first a lot of times before the lyrics.
So it was Maiden Radio, was that original music with that trio?
No, we play mostly traditional music, although a few original tunes. But yeah, a lot of old-timey banjo, guitar, and fiddle. Sometimes three banjos, and it really depends. But
I'm kind of sorry you didn't break your banjo out here. I saw a video of that. Love to hear you play it sometime. Come back. But what about Arnett Hollow? I know that you're playing with them as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Arnett Hollow is a group I've been playing in for years, and we're kind of taking a little break right now. Everyone's has a lot going on, but we played a lot in Louisville and a few times in Lexington. But I guess kind of my more my jam band outlet a little bit. I do as well as I can just to try to keep up with the other guys in the band. They shred.
Oh, yeah.
Lately.
Shredding. Yes. I just, somehow I'm not seeing the word shred on your face. But that's okay. I want to talk to you about this wonderful project. It was the vinyl-only LP, Among the Gold, mm-hmm. with Bonnie Prince Billy, a collection of the late 19th century American parlor music, and was handpicked by you and somebody else. What was it like working with such an acclaimed songwriter? I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Well, we started working together I was in a backing band of sorts for him, and had wanted to record those old parlor tunes forever, and originally thought I was just going to be doing all the singing, but once we got into it, and the Bonnie Prince was helping me out a little bit, and it just worked out to do duets, and once we did the first couple of duets, it didn't make sense to do any of the other ones without both of us singing, so we just always have had a wonderful time singing together, so it really worked out well, and it was great to have his help in recording it and putting it out and everything.
Did you ever think you'd be in such a demand? I mean, is it surprising to you? Is it something you expected? Or, I mean, I also know that you worked with Ben Solee and Daniel Martin Moore, collaborated with them, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm lucky in that I play violin, which not a whole lot of people do, and play a few different styles and like to sing harmony and stuff. So I guess pull a few different skills into my basket, and I do tend to get some really amazing collaborations, which is one of my favorite things. So it's been great.
Well, you know, there's would you think of your path as a more difficult one when it comes to making a name in the world of music? Because you know, so many youngsters, and I'm calling you a youngster, that's making me even feel older than I already am. There are so many younger artists coming up in the world of music that are claiming that the path of pop music or something that's much more highly produced. Why did you decide to go this route, and how is that for you? Are you finding it difficult? Are you finding an audience out there? What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first album, and it's just the first few months into it, so I guess I'm just along for a ride. I think the trouble comes in when you have expectations of what's going to happen or how fast it's going to happen. And my point is not really to make a name for myself. It's more just to be able to do what I do, which is play music. So
somebody's been learning you well, woman. I'm telling you, these very wise, very wise thoughts. I appreciate your thoughts there.
Yeah.
Another one. You did Rest, and now you're going to do a song called Best. Tell us about this one, Cheyenne.
True. This is the, I believe, the first cut on the album. And
let me look here.
There were a couple different.
Yes, it is.
It's the first one. Thank you. And it's a mantra of sorts. That's all I'll say.
Okay. It's Cheyenne Marie Mize live on WUKY.
But now we both see it was all for the best. It was all for the best. It was all for the best. And now we both see it was all for the best. It was all for the best. It was all for the best.
Cheyenne Marie Mize, it's live on WUKY. That's a song called Best. It's found on her CD called Before Lately. I guess you owe a debt of gratitude to Lynyrd Skynyrd then, don't you? including as well as the person who taught you how to play guitar and a grandmother who influenced you in this direction, right?
Yeah.
So thank you, Lynyrd. Mr. Skynyrd. You just finished a tour. What's next for you?
I'm at home for a little while. I'm recording some things for my own music and also some other projects that I'm working on and some friends helping them out in the studio. And then starting out with shows in January and tours in February, March, April. That's it so far.
Got a big holiday planned?
Some nice relaxing with family.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Merry holidays. Happy Christmas.
You as well.
And do us a favor. Keep going. Bring that beautiful voice back to us sometime, will you?
I hope to. Thanks so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Cheyenne Marie Mize from Louisville, everybody.